Oh, not much time left. Not much time. It's almost Thanksgiving. I gotta have a sermon done. I just have no idea where to go with this. This is really hard. It could be because it's some sort of unprecedented year. No, we're not gonna... No. Not gonna look at it that way. There's gotta be a better word. It's a bizarre year. It's definitely an unparalleled year. Might be a pretty normal year for some people. God, I can't think straight right now. But I need to have this sermon done. I need to. What to be thankful for? What to be thankful for? I mean, I know Scripture tells me to give thanks in all circumstances. Well, this is a lot of circumstances. What to be thankful for? It just isn't making any sense right now. I'm having a really hard time. All right, Zach. Calm down. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Gotta be something. Think back to the whole year of 2020, everything that's happened. I mean, there's gotta be something in there to be thankful for, right? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! 2020 is gonna be the best year ever. What you look forward to? It's February. That means there's only one. 2, 3 more months until a sabbatical and a vacation. Here we come. Whew. That's it. It's March. At least that means there's baseball coming around the corner. What?
They said only 2 weeks.
Well, I guess vacation plans have changed. Not going anywhere this year.
All right. Time to get to work.
Ready for worship?
Yeah!
Forest City, Iowa. We're glad you could join us wherever you're at, whether it's online, on Facebook, YouTube, or Christ is risen, he's risen indeed. We are very joyful about that.
You're on the script, Pastor.
Well, at least the holidays are coming up. Well, change of plans. Oh boy. All right, I'm going to church. Bye.
Got your mask!
Aww.
Thank
you.
Love you.
Love
you
too. Bye! It's still 2020!
Oops.
Oh. Well, that was a lot. My goodness, a lot of things have happened this year. Definitely a lot of things that, it's been a bizarre year and a lot of things that haven't happened before. Oh, that's not helping me. It's not helping me. What to be thankful for? What to be thankful for? Oh, I'm really struggling this year. Really struggling to find a way to put it on the paper. Oh, or even put it into words. It's gotta be something. Gotta be something. Come on. They're waiting for you to think of something, Zach. Come on. Wait. I have an idea. When you can't think of something, you ask for help. Let's go to Facebook and ask this question. What are you thankful for in 2020? Ah! There we go. Now we just sit back and wait. And we wait. And we wait. And ah! Oh! Now that is high-speed internet. Got some responses already. Let's take a peek. All right, so what are you most thankful for in 2020? All right. I'm grateful for my great-granddaughter, Jaylee, who's making progress, and for our healthy great-grandson who joined our family 3 months ago. Oh. I'm thankful for good health, a loving husband, friends and family. I'm thankful just to be alive. I'm thankful for we elected a new president. I'm thankful that I can listen to the radio broadcast on Sundays with and my family. I'm thankful that other people respect the bubble we're trying to create to keep Strauss safe. I'm thankful for my great-granddaughter. She makes everything okay. I'm thankful for the very breath of life. I'm thankful for an early diagnosis. I'm thankful for my family and friends. I'm thankful for my family and my friends. There's a lot going on. Oh, here's a couple more. I'm thankful that we live in a free country where we can worship our Creator and families and friends are free to share and show their love with all people. I'm thankful for that 2020 brought me to Emmanuel. I'm thankful for Zoom and technology that we're able to connect with family and friends. I'm thankful for my family and friends. Thankful for fresh air, family, friends, and hills. I'm deeply grateful for all the additional family time I have with my husband and four children. My teenagers are typically so busy, as we all are. But in this season, we're appreciating and enjoying just being together for the ordinary things like meals, board games, bedtime prayers, and so much more. I'm thankful for phones, so I can keep in touch with family and friends in Illinois, Wisconsin, Florida, and Korea. And as part of the Waldorf community, we're so grateful that despite this pandemic, we're able to hold classes in person this semester and keep our infection rates somewhat low. I'm thankful for family and friends in Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Alabama. I'm thankful for my faith, family, and friends. And this last person says, I agree with ya. And there's a lot of likes, a lot of hearts, all sorts of things. Yeah, people are really grateful this year. I mean, it's hard to imagine that in 2020, but there are things to be grateful for, aren't they? All right, those are some great ideas. Let's just stop for a moment and think. There's got to be some things that you can really be thankful for. Let's see. Well, I am thankful for the time with family. Thankful to have time with Mindy and Zoe and Daisy. I'm thankful for the Emmanuel family and everything they have done and continue to do. And just being a great witness. I'm thankful for Bethany and the new relationship that we're forming there and the people that I'm meeting there. That's pretty exciting. What else can they be thankful for? Well, definitely thankful for technology. I don't quite know how I would have gotten through this year, I guess, without it. But that's all great and all, but there's just something else. I mean, I know what I can be thankful for, but I'm struggling a little bit here. Some of us are there. Some of us are really easy to think about what we're thankful for. But then again, I think there are some of us that just aren't in that headspace right now and have a really hard time coming up with things that aren't the same old that we say every year. I think there's something that kind of deals with that. Where did I see that? Oh, yeah, from the Skit Guys. It kind of, there's a little prayer here I want us to listen to. Be reminded of that. And for some of us, and honestly, there's sometimes I feel like I'm in this boat right now with all the ongoing changes. Let's take a quick peek here and see what it says here.
Dear God, I know I'm supposed to be thankful in all things, in all the seasons, through trials and tribulations, in good times and bad. But here I am in the middle of it, sad and overwhelmed. The world as I knew it is gone. People I love are suffering. The life I walk through is suddenly no more. I can't gather around a table and celebrate family. I can't hold hands with those I care about. Instead, grief and despair seem to be eager dinner guests. God, I don't feel like celebrating. But I sit at my table and I close my eyes, listening for that still small voice. The one that always manages to rise above all the noise of this life. I hear you. Above the sadness, above the fear, above the bewilderment of all that has happened this year. There you are, whispering, "Be still, and know that I am God." And I close my eyes, and I take a deep breath. And I find my thankfulness in a God who is still in control. Amen.
some of us are there. Some of us know what to be thankful for. Some of us are really struggling right now and maybe aren't feeling much thanks with all the changes going on around Thanksgiving and in the world and in our own lives. And it truly is an unparalleled time. It's weird. And unfortunately, that word seems to work. It's unprecedented. But that can't be the only thing. I mean, what about the gospel for today? There's got to be something in there, right? And there is. And there is. It really fits almost with what's going on right now. In that gospel lesson for today, you have the lepers there on the side of the road that nobody really wants to be around. And even usually they warn you, they say, "Stay away! Stay far away!" But in this instant, something different happens. They call out to Jesus, "Help us! Help us!" And Jesus, unlike so many other people that maybe would maybe notice them and and keep going, they wouldn't really stop. Jesus does something unthinkable. And he stops. And he looks. And he sees them. He sees them. He sees them in the situation they're in right now. He knows where they're at. And in fact, they ask for the healing. They are healed. And he tells them to go. He tells them to go. And honestly, right, at least this year when I read this text, there's part of me that feels like they are grateful because this is something not only bizarre, but unexpected and never heard of before. They're healed. They're seen. They are known. And they get sent out and they run and they do exactly what Jesus says, which is go and tell them. Go tell them what's just happened. Go tell them of this thing that is truly, truly unprecedented. But one person turns around, looks to Jesus, and says to him, "You know what? Thank you." Doesn't just feel it. They say it. "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so very much for seeing me, for seeing us, and for helping us, and for being there with us." And then go. Your faith has made you well. You go too. Go share that good news. And in this year of Thanksgiving, that, I think, is exactly what I'm most thankful for. I am most thankful for a God that works in unexpected ways. Ways that have never been seen before. Ways that are unprecedented. Ways that are just beyond our own comprehension. Sees us exactly where we are, for who we are, and what is going on in our lives. Even if they're great, even if they're normal, even if they're garbage, or it feels like they're garbage. He sees us. Christ sees us. He sees me. He sees everybody. And that is what I'm most thankful for this year, is that God sees us and is with us. Unlike anything else, because there are so many things that keep changing in this year of 2020 that used to make sense. Even for some of us, this Thanksgiving, we're used to going to family, used to going to friends, but this year, guess what? Some of us are going to be by ourselves. Some of us are going to be in a tiny group. Some of us aren't even traveling. Some of the things that used to make sense and you could rely on, they change. But I'm thankful for a God that doesn't change and is here each and every day. And that is what I'm most thankful for. Now that's worth it. I'm going to write that down right now. So even if I'm in a headspace of knowing exactly what I'm thankful for, or feel like there's nothing that I can think of to be thankful for, there's a God. There's Jesus. With us on that crazy journey. Ups and downs. Blessed Thanksgiving be to that. And thank you, God. Amen.